What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Jeff Kurdakis. He is the founder of Uptrend coming on. We get to hear all about a social media platform that's very different from so many others that actually pays you to post and to vote and a whole bunch of other cool stuff too. In addition, we hear about Jeff's hidden talents, and you're not going to want to miss these talents as well as this fun chat. So, and you're guaranteed 2,000 welcome points to Uptrend. So please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, let's go meet Jeff, and I'll catch you on the other side. What is going on, crypto family? So today, we've got Jeff Kurdakis on. He is the founder of Uptrend. So, appreciate you, buddy. What part of the world are you in?
Hey, Robert. Yeah, super grateful to be on here. Right now, I'm living in Bali, and crazy crypto community out here right now, actually. So it's not just like this big. Yeah, yeah.
Living here. Because you don't sound like you're from there.
No, not a chance. No. I mean, I spent 8 months here, 4 months in Canada, Canada in the summertime, and then winter, pretty much like the 8 months of Canadian winter that I'm in Bali.
Gotcha. Yeah, Canada. You don't really have that Canadian accent, though. I don't hear any A's being dropped.
Oh, just wait till they get rolling on this interview. I'm sure it's going to come through. Yeah.
I always give Canadians a hard time telling their best exportsman, Ryan Reynolds. So I don't know if you guys, if you follow Deadpool or any of that kind of stuff. But
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Cool, man. So you're from Canada. And what got you into crypto, man? What got you to Bali?
Yeah, well, for crypto, it was Ethereum that really hooked me on the crypto bug. I was so blown away and my mind just exploded. But I'm like, okay, so you're telling me that we can essentially decentralize the power away from all these middlemen corporations. You know, you look at Spotify, YouTube, Netflix, all these corporations that are just like for profit and like leaking or like seeding in money and data from the content creator. I'm like, this is such a mass inefficiency. They're creating a big platform, but if the platform can exist, can you essentially remove that middleman? And this was such like a mind expander for me. I'm like, wow, we can essentially create like a completely new efficient economy where we're going directly from consumer to content creator, whatever that content is, and how that can transcend even to banks as a middleman. So that was my big aha moment that I dove head first for a good amount of time into that. And then, so fast forward, was it maybe 3 and some years now? I've just always really enjoyed Bali. The community here is really, really great. It's actually ranked the number one place in the world for digital nomads. So like the food's amazing, the weather's amazing, but the community here is top, top notch. There's always entrepreneurial events going on. We have a crypto community here. We'll have weekly or bi-weekly meetups, and there's like 30 people who come together. We all hang out, network. Right now, we got Michael Gu, Box Mining is here. The CTO of CoinMarketCap is here. Patrick from Mousebelt. It's like a whole slew of people. So it's a good spot to be. And if you're into crypto, like for anyone listening or yourself even, like swing by and I guarantee you won't be disappointed.
It's awesome, man. Yeah, I've never been there before. Yeah, I've heard great things. Is it pricey? Is it expensive? Can people, affordably go there and live there? I mean, you said it's number one for digital nomads, so it's got to be a little cheap, right?
It's so cheap. It's so like, just to kind of get a frame of reference on how inexpensive it is. If you hire a cleaner for your house for a full hour, it's going to cost you $1.50 US.
Wow. Yeah. Now, is that because they clean you out or are they actually cleaning you and do a good job?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, you pay us $1.50. We'll go through your wallet, take an extra 20. No, exactly. They're really, really great here. Yeah.
It's awesome, man. So tell us a little bit about, Uptrend, man. What is it you guys are doing there? It sounds like you're an Ethereum fan. So have you kind of built in some of that into this or how does it all work?
For sure. Yeah. Earlier I was kind of touching on, I just was so enthralled by the possibility of going directly from content creator to consumer. And I saw that this was a massive gap in our social media platform. You look at Facebook or Instagram. I don't want to go down this path too much, but like they've treated us like disposable commodities our entire lifetime. They steal our data, they leak our information, they give us no rewards, they have hidden algorithms, shadow bans. My Facebook's account has been deactivated for the last 3 weeks. I can't get it back on. There's no reason. Maybe just because I like crypto. Anyways, my communities of like massive communities, they're just kind of, I have no access to them anymore. So I just saw there was such big issues with how social media was designed. And I really felt that there should be an ability for people to be able to post content online, for it to be immutable, for them to earn a thriving income. Like what Steam it was in its early days, where people were posting, earning hundreds of dollars per post, and you could post about anything. And so for me, it was just like such this big moment of realization that, wow, people can actually do what they're passionate about, whether it's crypto blogging or a musician or, like some kind of video editor, whatever it is, or you just take selfies of your food. I'm like, people should be able to monetize and thrive through doing what they love. And Steam it had a good first kick of the cap, but I think the way that their system was set up kind of brought them down this road of gamified pay to play. And has kind of crushed them into oblivion. Not oblivion, but they're on the way down. So I saw that as, hey, you know what? Maybe we can try this out. Like, let's throw up a platform, see if people like it, fix a couple things here and there, gamify it a little bit, make it a little bit more fun, and put it out to the world. And so that's what we did. And so far, we've onboarded 50,000 users in the last 11 months. No ICO, no fundraising, zero marketing spend. And so I've been really humbled that's happened for sure.
It's awesome, man. So basically you're just bootstrapped, right? So it's organic. You've just kind of funded this yourself, or the community's kind of helped out, but no ICO, no VC behind you, no big marketing push, any of that kind of stuff. It's all just kind of organic.
Yeah, 100%. It's been all from my pocket. So looking forward to the day that shifts to not be from my pocket.
No, I hear you. I hear you, man. So what's the value proposition, right? So why would you use this over, say, Facebook, right? So you control your data, you control your privacy. How does that work? How do you get paid? Obviously, there's some gamification, right? So you must get paid to vote or paid to, you know, post, things like that.
Yeah, the simplest levels is, whenever you get an upvote, you're going to get paid. So one upvote equals one token when you're at level one. So let's say you earn 100 upvotes, you now earned 100 tokens. You can either cash those tokens out, you can use them to boost your content, or you can use them to level up. So when you level up, you're essentially spending the tokens or burning them. And now once you go to level two, you can actually earn 1.1 points per upvote. Level three, 1.2 points per upvote. So the higher your level, the more you earn. So this is in contrast to Steam it. The higher your level, the more you can vote up. So on Uptrend, the more you're investing in yourself, it actually increases your earning potential. So we have people at level 30 on Uptrend right now. So they're earning, would be a 3.9 points per upvote. So the multiplier comes in pretty quick. Yeah.
Very cool. And so for these tokens that they're being, you know, rewarded in, you said they can cash out, right? Because I'm a big believer in, you know, the best way to get people into crypto is to give them some, right? So if they go there to Uptrend, they start, you know, upvoting and posting and doing all that kind of stuff, and they're rewarded in these tokens. Is there a way to cash out? And then what can they cash out into? Do they use traditional exchanges? How does that part of it work?
Yeah, for sure. So you go to your account, hit withdraw, it transfers into an Ethereum account, and you can then cash out on three different exchanges, our main ones right now. We have a handful, but the big ones are Altili, IDEX, and P2P, B2B.
Gotcha. And so basically all these tokens that they're earning, is it some kind of cloud wallet, or is it some kind of, is it centralized, decentralized? How's the wallet side of things work?
Yeah, good question. And I think this is, you know, important to touch on that we did bootstrap. So our build had to be very simple from the get-go. Because if you want to build a kind of a Steam it, everything's in your wallet automatically and on-chain platform, that's going to cost you well over $100,000. And for an MVP, I wasn't comfortable doing that, let's just say. So right now, the platform is essentially off-chain and is a little bit more of a centralized build. So essentially, you're earning like Reddit, kind of magic karma points, and then you can convert those into tokens. That's the state of the build right now. We're looking and chatting with lots of different platforms on, okay, who can we transition to, make this on-chain? You know, Telos has their D-Store coming out, and we're looking at, you know, moving to that. D-Store is kind of like IPFS for data storage so that it can have that immutable side. So we have the direction on where we want to go, and we just had to start a little bit slim and then move out from there. Kind of, I think, a good overgeneralization statement is it's a lot easier to start centralized and then go decentralized rather than start decentralized and then try to hone it in. So that's the direction we're heading right now.
Yeah, that's pretty much how Bitcoin and everything else started for the most part. So you're right.
Yeah.
But all right, cool. And then so with the data, right? So a lot of this stuff is off chain, but tell me what's decentralized? What part of this right now does the user actually control and have 100% control of? So say you've got, you know, a bunch of stuff, like you said, on your own private chain. If you get hacked, what happens to the user's data and information? What's the worst that can happen?
The worst that can happen, right? Well, I mean, we back up our data all the time. So if there's like some big database hack, then we just reinstall all the data, all the information. So there's really no potential loss of people's data. So in a way, it's immutable like that. Ideally, everything's going to be on chain, so it's literally immutable and censorship resistant. I know there's right now there's a trust factor that people have to place in the platform, which isn't ideal. We're going to get away from that. It's just the reality of like our slim start operation right now.
What data do you guys actually collect right now? So say I want to go, right. Forgive me, I haven't created an account yet. So say I go there and create an account. What do you get from me? Do you need my, you know, my blood type, hair specimen, DNA, any of that kind of stuff? No?
Yeah, you can ship that in. We'll send you an extra 200 points for it.
23 and me, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, as of right now, you can one click sign on with Facebook, Google. You can sign on with your email account. And that's essentially all the data we collect. We don't sell information at all. So our marketing department is just like, it's very general, very broad. In the future, we're going to allow for if you're like, hey, I want to actually start monetizing my data because I actually want to be served ads that I like. Like, I actually like that. Everyone's like, oh, I hate that Alexa and Siri are listening to me. I'm like, I love it because I'm talking about like hoverboards. And then I get an ad for one. I'm like, that's sweet. So, but if I could monetize that, that'd be even better.
Until you say aloud where you buried the body and then the FBI shows up at your door, yeah, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Damn you, Alexa.
Yeah. And I think that's the point, is that people want the option to be able to opt out or opt in based on if they're burying dead bodies in different places. So
right.
That's what we'll offer. So right now we're not really collecting any data besides your name, and you don't even have to put your real name in. You can use a pseudonym or a company name or whatever. So essentially you could be fully anonymous on Uptrend.
All right. And you know, a lot of people are going to want to know, you know, how much can they get paid? So what's the average post? You said you got about 50,000 people there. If they're consistently posting quality content, not just some crap, right? Or just reposting somebody else's stuff and putting their name on it, trying to game the system. So if they're actually, you know, a contributor and they have quality content, what do you see as like the average, you know, money people are making from this?
I'd say on average, maybe there's going to be about 100 upvotes per post. If anyone checks out Uptrend, I think, and makes a post, I think they'll be really pleasantly surprised with the engagement they get right off the start. So that's the first thing that I'll suggest, is get on Uptrend, at least make one post. And I can almost guarantee if it's any shade of quality, you're probably going to get like 4 or 5 comments, at least 50 upvotes. And I think that's just already like a massive kind of traction point, like, wow, okay, there's actually a social platform where people care about me, potentially even more than Twitter or Reddit. To get to the question though, so yeah, like let's say it's 100 upvotes times, you know, a 3x multiplier, 300 upvotes. Right now, our token price has actually been very interesting because obviously everything hinges off the token price. So when we first started, it was a lot higher and now it's kind of slipped down. I think a lot of this has to do with the first people onto Uptrend maybe were more in it for the money and not necessarily for the vision. So there's been a lot of sell pressure on the token, and there's no way around that. And because we're bootstrapped, we don't do that. Well, and also because it's just exactly market making, wash trading, BS, just like, you know what, here's our token, here's what it is, here's the value. And actually it's provided a massive arbitrage opportunity, because right now, if you look at like the CPM rate, because that's essentially the utility of the token. You buy the token so you can purchase advertising. Right now, our CPM rate is around 12 cents per 1,000 impressions. So you compare that to CoinMarketCap, which is $10 per 1,000 impressions. You got, well, essentially it's like 100x kind of disparity between those two. So one of those eventually over time has to give. So I think what people are earning on the platform today is going to drastically change in the future. But right now, our token price, just to be super direct and not be so political with the answer, is that the token price is around like a 12th of a penny or so. So it's fairly small amounts for now, but this all does hinge on the token price, which I mean, you have to be careful when you talk about your own token price, but let's just say there's a big arbitrage on the CPM rate that I feel will be balanced out very shortly as we get a little bit more traction.
Gotcha. And you know, people are, I don't want to call them lazy, but they are, right? So if, I mean, you know, they're on YouTube, they're on Twitter, they're on Facebook, and you know, it's like, man, another social media platform I got to join. Is it going to be here? Is it going to disappear? Like, you know, narrative, the other one's going away. So, you know, they put the time into this. it sounds like you're here to stay. It sounds like this is something that you've been working on for quite a while. It sounds like something you're going to keep investing your time in. It sounds like people can actually, you know, start making money for just posting quality content. So what's like a big value proposition? You know, what's your tagline, man, to get people to take the time out of their day to create a new social media account and start posting on a new platform, you know, in addition to what they're already doing?
You know, that's a great question, because I think right now, you know, we are in such an early stage. So we can't say you have full immutable data. We can't make these big off claims. I think for me, you know, you look at narrative shutting down, Facebook now getting totally seedy. I think the best thing that you can do in your social media experience is be diversified, because it's not always going to be Facebook. Eventually that's going to crash and all that content goes down. I think if you know you're posting on Twitter, you're posting on Reddit, just also post on Uptrend and just see which platform is giving you the most engagement, the most, you know, kind of good vibes. I think that's the biggest thing. Uptrend, I've never seen a social media platform that has such friendly people as Uptrend. So if people are looking for a positive, maybe this is the catch line. If you're looking for a positive social media experience, come to Uptrend, because the community is like there, supportive, super friendly. The conversations are really nice. It's unlike any platform I've ever seen. It's just very positive.
It's awesome, man. And another value add would be, because, you know, people, not only are they a little lazy, but, you know, they're busy, right? They got only so many hours in the day, and they're doing a lot of other things, and they don't really want to take the time to do something new. But another value add is, for people watching this, they'll actually get 2,000 welcome points, right? So
that's
if
right.
They go and they create, you know, a new account on Uptrend and they start trying it out just to see, you know, they can actually get paid to post and paid to upvote, but you'll also give them 2,000, I guess, welcome points to create an account using the link in the description. I don't get paid for any of this stuff, guys. So everything I do is free here. You know that, but the link will be there. So anybody that clicks, it'll get 2,000 free welcome points.
Yeah.
Cool. So they get paid just to try it out. That's pretty freaking awesome, right?
There you go. Yeah.
And they could actually convert that right then if they wanted to into free crypto, right?
That's right. Yeah, they could do that if they wanted.
See, I just showed you guys how to dump some tokens. So there you go. Nah, that's awesome though. Cool, man. So, you know, more about yourself, man. Do you have any hidden talents or skills, anything that we don't know?
Oh, actually, yeah, quite a few things. The most recent thing I did was run a circus academy for the last 2 years of my life. So I was teaching on trapeze, aerial silks, acro yoga, contact dance, Thai massage. That was kind of my repertoire of the things I was teaching.
Thai massage and Thai circus. Massage. So you actually, yeah. you're like a masseuse for, you know, people as well as up there on the trapeze and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I really enjoy all that stuff. Yeah, like my past
life. Do you do it at the same time? Do you do it at the same time though? Now that I would see.
Yeah, there we go. That's maybe the next level. Yeah. Yeah. After this crypto phase things dies off, I'll start doing trapeze massage. That makes a lot of sense.
Right? Yeah, that's crazy. So you know how to do all that stuff yourself? You actually fly through the air and do all that type of stuff and keep from breaking your neck?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, there's singles trapeze, maybe I should have specified, but there's also doubles trapeze. Yeah. So there'll be two of you on the trapeze at one time. And the way that you can move your bodies around together and flip around is very cool. It's one of my favorite things. It's like being high up there and with somebody else, and the trust and the back and forth. It's just it's an experience like nothing else I've ever tried. Acro yoga, like partner acrobatics, you ever seen like the guy laying on his back with his legs in the air? That one's cool, but you're not high up. So there's less adrenaline and you're a guy, you're just like a bug dead on your back. So it's not as fun for me, but when you're on the trapeze and you're high up and she's holding by your hands and you're flipping around, I'm like, this is awesome. I could do this all day.
That is definitely the opposite of blockchain. This is very trust oriented versus trustless, right? So
that's right.
You better always have your A game on, otherwise somebody could get hurt.
Yeah.
Crazy. So favorite movie, man, what do you got for us?
Oh, I just saw Joker. I really liked that movie a lot. Just such a good look at, you know, how society is formed. I love that one. I obviously love Fight Club as well. I think these movies that just kind of like, when you boil it all down, like from the depths of humanity, like what really are we? So maybe those are going to be my top two favorite movies. Requiem awesome. For a Dream was another really cool one as well.
Very cool. And Fight Club's definitely awesome. I haven't seen Joker yet. I've heard mixed reviews. People love it or hate it. It doesn't seem like there's anybody in the middle. It's just like, they just either, you know, like you said, love it or hate it.
If somebody's telling you that they hated it, I wouldn't be associating with them anymore.
Awesome, man. Last question, man. If you had a time machine and you could go forward in time as far as you want, or back in time as far as you want, but you had to stay there. You couldn't leave. Mm-hmm. When, why, and where?
I would go, assuming it already hasn't happened and we're there, I would go forwards in time to the point where virtual reality becomes indistinguishable from real life.
Wow. You'd be like, it's almost like being stuck in a dream at that point.
Yeah. And I mean, Elon Musk's theory says that there's a billion to one chances that this is actually what we're currently living right now, but I won't go down that rabbit hole.
We are in the Matrix, my friend.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, I'll make sure to get that link there in the description below for peeps. That way they can go get their 2,000 welcome points and start trying out your platform, see if it's a better experience than what they're currently using. It was great hearing your story, man, especially the trapeze work, as a flying masseuse. I think that's that'll sell some tickets, man. That's a way to raise some money right there. I'm telling you.
I'll send you a referral link for it once that gets big.
Awesome. All right, Jeff. Well, you take care, my friend. We'll post the links. We'll get this out as quick as we can. So God bless. Until next time. Talk soon.
Awesome. See you, Rob.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. And a huge thanks to Jeff. Sounds like you've built a great platform out of your own pocket and the community's embracing it. So, and it was also pretty awesome to hear about your trapeze and masseuse talents. That's pretty freaking bananas. All right. So for your 2,000 welcome points, just simply follow the link in the description below. So that way you guys can, gals, can go claim your tokens. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.